You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 29. And today we're going to dive into how to build a community of powerful influencers that will literally be your rising tide and help you expand your impact and your success. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact? Boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, Melanie here. Let's talk today about building a community of influencers. Now, a community means a lot of things, right? Like, are we talking about just your circle of friends? Are you talking about groups that you're involved in? Are you talking about mentors and masterminds? Really, a community means what you need it to mean. And to me, when I moved to LA back in 2000, I noticed that my entire circle had to be rebuilt. I had previously lived in San Diego. I was in the corporate marketplace and I did have a lot of friends, but it wasn't necessarily influencers the way we're going to talk about today. And one of the things I discovered along the way is there's a huge distinction between friendships and casual connections and a really strong community of influencers who have got your back and who are really willing to help you become more successful by opening doors and making connections and even promoting you. So I wanted to share a little bit about what happened to me very organically and realizing that there was one thing that I did that I think is really important. Now, let me take a step back for a minute and say part of the reason why I wanted to do this episode is I hear people say all the time, oh, I live in Timbuktu, or I live in this small town over here, and I don't have a way to build relationships the way you do, like if you're in a big metropolis like we are here in Los Angeles. And I want to really lay some foundation here to a community of influencers does not have to live where you live. That does help sometimes. But I want to get clear that there's something in each of us, a decision, a belief system, an intention, if you will, that needs to be in place for you to feel supported. And it is that you believe at the core that you are valuable and that you deserve support and camaraderie in this journey. Listen, I know there's a lot of Lone Rangers out there. This is not entrepreneurship is not a journey to do alone. It's exhausting. It can be confronting. You know, we get stuck in our own ways of doing things and we can't see the forest through the trees. When you tap into a powerful community of influencers, you don't just expand your reach. You expand exponentially the power of your mind, your soul, and your heart when it comes to growing the impact that drives you. So in my life, I started in this business without any community, without any real connections, and I had to build it from scratch. And so some of the things that I learned along the way and that I kind of figured out, I think are things that anybody can replicate, especially when it comes to the virtual community and the virtual platforms that we have today. So the first thing that I want you to do is get really clear. Why do you want to build a community of influencers? Like, what is it for you? And there's several things that can happen for you with a community. And we might even call this your tribe. We could call this your inner circle. It could be your million-dollar network. You know, you could use any language that works for you. But what I notice is the first thing you have to do is you have to get clear why. Why are you doing this? Because that will help determine what tactics you take and who you focus on. So is your desired outcome that you just want a strong community? Are you building a community of strategic partners where you support each other through promoting each other's programs? Are you looking for friendships and maybe even a mastermind? Or are you looking for mentorship? Do you just want to have a place to be that makes you feel alive and inspired and reminds you that you're an awesome person? Because I know some of our communities we go into, like our families and stuff, don't always give us that feeling. So I think one of the first things to do is to get really clear, why is this something you want to do? And if you're not sure, I would invite you to come over to the Amplify Your Success community. Let's talk about it. When we post the episodes, we start to have dialogue and share what's important to us. And that can help you if you're unclear in this stage. Now, the second thing is to decide you will do this. It has to be a intention that feels aligned for you. We get busy. Like, there's so many things that are on our plate on a day-to-day basis. You will get distracted. You will have other priorities. And I know a lot of people neglect building their community and they forget to nurture it because they are so busy building their business or doing whatever they do. And I find that this compromises them when they need those communities, when they need that network the most. And one of the don'ts we'll talk about later, it'll explain why you must nurture your relationships. Now, let's talk about one of the keys that you have to figure out how to get good at if you're going to tap into a community of influencers and build one for yourself. And that is what I just said. You have to nurture it. A lot of people think you can build something and then tap into it when you need it, or that, you know, maybe the significance of your own accomplishments can override being vacant from those relationships for long periods of time. And yes, you can do that in some places, but I think the success of an influential tribe that you would build for yourself has to do with how you nurture it, which means you've got to make time at least once a week to tap and connect it. I've watched so many dynamics around this over the years, and I see people who they get busy and then they try to activate the relationships in their group when they need it, and people aren't always as responsive as they'd want them to be. So a really simple thing I do, and it's so simple, is I actually have a reminder that goes off on my phone every day that says, make one phone call. And that's my reminder to pick up the phone and call somebody. And if I can't do that, then at least text them or send an email that says, I'm thinking of you. How are you? What can I do to support you? Hey, can we set up a time to connect? And not everybody responds, but at least I'm nurturing the relationship. And this is something that you don't have to do the same people every day, but by rotating through your connections and the people that you're building these relationships with, you're actively being the glue. This is one of my superpowers. I don't do it perfectly all the time, but I really, really try to nurture the relationships in my life, rotate through all the people that are important to me and stay connected. And yes, if it's not a two-way street over time, you probably don't have to keep priming that pump, but I want you to know that people who are not as good at it as you could be will appreciate how much effort you put into it. All right, so let's jump into some of the ways to build this community. So now before we jump into the ways to build the relationships, let's figure out who are you going to focus on? How do you know the people that you want to build a relationship with who are influential? Because, you know, look out there, you can find a ton of them, right? Well, I think it's important to focus on people of like values. Do you have values that are aligned with the person that you want to build a relationship with? Otherwise, what's the point, right? You don't really want to build a relationship just to get something. That's a very short-term view. It doesn't have a lot of sustainable energy behind it. So think about people that you feel like-minded, that you feel you have similar values. You have values about raising children. You have values about business. You have values about relationships. You have values in terms of how you want to design your business. Are you lifestyle oriented? Are they lifestyle oriented? Or is it work, 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 right? Like, really look at the value systems that are important to that person and then tap into those for you. And so what I like to do is create a list of your ideal friends, your ideal community. And you will basically set this as your intention to build relationships. Okay, so a little geek out story about why this worked for me is back in the very early days when I was just starting my business, I ran across the work of a woman named Rhonda Britton. And if you follow this podcast, you know I did an interview with her earlier in the series. Well, when I first met this woman, I was completely just out of my mind, so enraptured by the way she showed up in the world. And she had a TV show at the time, and I recorded every episode. I read everything she had. She was, to me, the epitome of the best coach I had ever met because she had complete guts when it came to getting people to have breakthroughs. I was just totally smitten with her. And so I remember reaching out to her at a time. I was booking a lot of speakers back then for LA events, and she wasn't available because she was living in another city at the time. But she was so nice to me, and I thought, oh, that's so great. And I remember thinking someday it would be so awesome to get to know her better. Well, let's fast forward about 9 years, and I'm walking through a hallway in, I think it was in Arizona at an event, probably an Infusionsoft event, which is a software we use. And I'm hearing this, Melanie Benson in the hallway. And I turn around, and sure enough, there's Rhonda Britton calling me. Unbeknownst to me, we had common friends who had been telling her how much she would benefit from coaching with me or getting to know me. And, you know, just they would share things that were happening. One of our common friends had been a client of mine, and I'd taken his business from, you know, like capped at 200,000 to way up into the almost the million. And so she had been hearing about me. And what happened was we became fast friends and real confidants and supporters when both of us were going through a really tough time. And it built a solid friendship. And she became one of my community of influencers. Now, again, there wasn't a lot of strategy in that, but I did one thing. I set an intention. And I do this all the time. And I'm not overt about it. Sometimes I'm not even pushy about it, but I set intentions all the time to be surrounded with highly conscious, amazing, supportive, loving entrepreneurs and visionary business owners. And eventually it does happen. So when I share with you all the ways in which this works, you'll see how over time, these relationships can start to experience this tipping point and people will start connecting you to the people you want to be in relationship with. So that's one of my stories. And let's dig into how I've made that work. I mentioned a little clue a minute ago, and that was knowing what's important to somebody, really getting to know them, like studying them, reading their books, following their social media, learning about, you know, read their websites, learn about what's important to them. Is family important to them? Are their causes important to them? Are their values important to them? What are their triggers? Think of, you know, follow them and get to know what's on their radar right now. It's a really valuable way to make connections in the next steps. Now, one of the most important things anybody can do, no matter where you live, is get connected on social media. It's almost like this is the piece that primes the rest of the strategies you might use. Follow them on the big social media sites that they're active on and like their posts. Engage with them. Comment on their posts that you feel inspired by. A like is nice, but when you take the time to comment and engage and be active, then you're on their radar. Trust me, they're not noticing the likes. They're noticing the engagement. And of course, share their materials in your platform. So take the posts, retweet them, share them on Facebook, on Instagram, you can repost them and give them attribute. What that does is it elevates you in their radar. And so all of a sudden they're like, who is this person? And most of the time they'll follow you back, or at least they'll engage with you. And now they know your name and they know who you are. It's a really, really powerful way to start the process. Another story, many years ago when Twitter was first getting going, and it was actually really good back then, I somehow came across somebody called Unmarketing. And we started to engage on social media. And I actually think he probably started the process, to be honest. And we had a lot of back and forth, engagement, communication, sharing ideas, sharing each other's posts. And then we both ended up at an event together. I was speaking, he wasn't. He was on my radar because he had been active. And when he found out I was going, he's like, hey, I'll be there too. So I was looking for him. And we had a great conversation and you know, eventually became friends and supported each other over the years. And it was Scott Stratton, who's now become a very well-known and very popular figure in the, you know, TED's world and in the, you know, in his Unmarketing brand. So know that influencers are paying attention. And this is a really great way to start a connection and build some mutuality, build some goodwill, build some, you know, as Bob Berg says, the go-giver model is to give first. It's a way of giving first. Now, here's some other things that really, really help. If you've got a platform, invite them into your platform. So if you've got a blog, feature one of their articles. Of course, you want to ask permission and you know, give, you know, of course, guest article rights, but it's a very powerful way to give visibility to them. Do you have a podcast? If it's doing well, invite them to speak on your podcast. Look at all the different platforms you have. Do you have a speaking venue? This was one of the things that really worked for me very quickly is giving other influencers visibility. When I first started my business, I ran a influential networking group, a community in the Los Angeles area. Actually, I ran two of them, but one of them was focused only on coaches and the other one was all conscious, what we call shared vision people. And so I would invite these highly influential speakers to come in and speak and they could sell their product. And this is what opened up my influential community the fastest. So I had people like Adam Urbanski. I had Alexandra Brown, Kim Castle at the time, who was a big branding expert, Peter Montoya, John Astaraf, Laurel Langemeyer. I mean, I could go on and on and on, but all of the movers and shakers back in the day came and spoke, and that's what put our relationship in motion. And most of those relationships to this day are still active and alive and supportive and part of my rising tide. So it works. And so when you have a place to give people visibility, even if it's guest faculty, so I have people all the time ask me to come in and speak for their masterminds or speak for their membership programs. These are ways to give someone else visibility and give them something valuable first. Okay. And even if you're not sure your platform is established enough, you know, look, don't second guess them. Give them an opportunity to say yes or no, or, hey, it sounds great, but it's not the right timing. Sometimes when we get invited and we know someone's really new, we'll say, please come back to us, you know, in 6 months when you're more established. Or if we feel like, hey, you know what, we've got bandwidth, we've got space right now, we'll do it. So don't doubt that people will believe in you and support you, even if you're getting started. The important thing is to be able to give them something valuable, have a way to get them the exposure and or the connection and or a conversation that will light them up. Okay, so give them valuable visibility first. Super big. And a little follow-up to social media. If your influencer, the person you're wanting to connect more with, has a Facebook community or a LinkedIn community or a Google community, get active in there. Again, you know, all of the social media environments are there to connect and engage with each other. So look for places where you can, again, stand out from the crowd and be active. I have people who are in my Amplify Your Success community, which is totally free, that are super active. And trust me, they are on my radar and I'm always like, they're active. What can I do to support them? And I'll basically look for ways to share their stuff or, you know, when we do an on-air coaching, give them that first opportunity because I know they're active and engaged and they care. So that's a little tag on to social media. Now, the next level is attend their events. Okay, so when somebody's putting on an event, whether it's smaller or bigger, you're on their radar. They know you're there, and hopefully you're active in that room. If you have a chance to upgrade to VIP, I highly recommend it because, again, this is what puts you in front of them. You're going to have conversations in person so they see your face. And this is where people start to feel synergy. I can't tell you how many amazing relationships were built over the years because people showed up to an event I was hosting. Or where I was at an event that someone was hosting, and because I was in the room and I was supportive and engaged, that I was on their radar. Okay, so attending events is another valuable way to build relationships. Now, this also puts skin in the game. So the level of attention the influencer has on you has now gone up because they know you're serious and they know you share a common desire, whatever their subject is. So attending events is really important. And I recommend, don't just scurry away on the breaks. Talk to the people in the room. Whoever that influencer is that's hosting the events, they've asked other influencers to be there. Talk with the speakers. Get connected to the other people in the room. It will be life-changing. Even if you're really shy and introverted, find a way to get some common ground with other people. They share something, go up and say, oh, that really helped. It will make a huge difference in accelerating and elevating you in that room. Now, normally from events, there's an opportunity to invest. And this, whether you invest from an event or online, or you're purposely seeking someone out and figuring out how can you find some common ground, you're researching them, you're looking at their offerings, by taking the next level and investing in working with them in some capacity, whether it's a membership program, a mastermind, or private coaching, this is the cream of the crop way to build the relationship. When you're doing this, two things happen. One, you are obviously going to get one-on-one time in most of those situations, and or small group time where you're really going to stand out and the synergy is going to be built. You're also investing, which puts you to the top of their radar very quickly. And then you also are going to get FaceTime that's going to allow you to really get clear. Is there a relationship I want to build? And they'll get clear. How do I resonate with this person? This is where some of the most magical partnerships and alliances can be born. You know, in my masterminds, this happens a lot, not only with me, but with the people in the group. So not only, again, are you building a relationship with the influencer, but you're building an influential relationship with the other people in the room. I used to have people that would join my masterminds because they knew I let really amazing people into my group, and they would be able to develop their rising tide, their community of influencers, with the people in those groups. And they would oftentimes come away making a lot of money from those relationships. So investing in those masterminds are a very, very powerful way to rise to the top. Now, you might ask yourself, how do I shift from being the client and someone who's kind of the chaser to being someone who the other person sees as an equal in the influential realm? Well, there's a slight mindset shift that many of us have to have, and that is know and really embrace, and you may even need to take inventory of how you're influential in your own right. So this may be that you have a superpower that they don't. Okay, part of the magic for me was that I had this ability to connect dots together to help people get out of the overwhelm. I did a lot of mindset work really early on. I had ways to help people improve their performance that my alliance partners didn't. They were really great at content and sharing all kinds of stuff, but their people were so overwhelmed that they started to bring me in to solve the overwhelm problem, to help their communities, their mastermind members accelerate their productivity and basically generate more revenue. And so it was a great marriage. When you go into these relationships, you may not know what that is right away, but get clear what your superpower is. Get clear why, you know, what your influence is, and commit to building your own influential platform so you can give back. Now, granted, I had those speaking stages in the beginning, but I didn't necessarily have the list that most of my colleagues did. And so as I built up my own list, I would give back. I would spotlight them. I would share their offerings. And ultimately, I was looking for any way I could to give back visibility to them because they had given me so much. And that's what happens when you are building your community of influencers. You are developing that, oh my gosh, how can I give back to that person? Okay, because they've done so much for me. Now, ultimately, this is why you want to choose influencers that are of like-mindedness, of similar values, and ultimately where you complement each other. It gets a little tricky if you do the same thing, because then some people get into the competitiveness of it and think, not everybody's like, hey, there's somebody for everybody. So figure out who complements you and really develop and strengthen those connections. Now, remember, the mindset of being influential in your own right has to be in place for them to feel that balance of energy. Okay, if you go in feeling less than, it creates this unconscious dynamic where they see you as the client and keep you in the client role instead of starting to see you as an equal. And it really has to do with you just shining, being willing to go for it, really working the process, be somebody who implements and is rising your platform with them. Okay. So these are some of the things that worked for me along the way. And there's probably lots of other ones too, but I find that if you can just follow a process that works, work it. Now, I do have to cover just two things to not do before we wrap up. And, you know, these are some common mistakes that people make. And the first one is don't come out of the gate asking for something. The worst thing you can do is get friended on Facebook or Twitter or something and start asking them to promote you. Trust me, you're either getting blocked or they've completely put you in the annoying box. It's not worth it. You've got to build the rapport first. You've got to get them connected and you've got to see that they're responding somehow to your stuff before you bring it up. And never, 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 never post a message saying, hey, can I get your help? Will you promote this? Never. You have to move it into a relationship where they're saying, what can I do to support you? And then you can say, well, I've got this thing. If it feels resonating with your community, like maybe, you know, this would be a good fit. Do not be that person who's quote unquote spamming on messages asking you to promote. Always give first. Always build the relationship. That's how you're going to get their influence on your stuff. The second thing is, and this is super, super important, is like I said earlier, don't build connections and then, you know, go away. You've got to be the one that nurtures them, even if they're not nurturing back in the beginning. Eventually it pays off. Listen, you don't know what's going on in people's lives. I've made assumptions where, oh, they don't like me anymore. There's this or they're that. And ultimately what I find is most of the time people are very consumed with their life, their problems, their business, their family, right? And so not everybody's good at connecting. So be the one that primes the pump. Be loving, be kind, be valuable, be gracious, give. Bob Berg is amazing at this. He's become a friend over the years, but he gave to me. And like sharing my stuff and, you know, never wanting affiliate commissions. And I thought, what an amazing model for the go-giver. Like he really embodies it and embraces it fully. Number two, nurture. Really nurture those relationships by sharing, by connecting. Hey, what's up? I love what you're doing. Let me know if I can support you in any way. Be a giver. And then three, and this is an interesting little dance, is be aware when you are starting to push the relationship. Okay. There's a funny thing that happens when you're really, really passionate about what you do and you know you can help somebody else. Sometimes it comes across like you're trying to fix the other person or push yourself on them. Most people who are in an influencer position will run. They will kind of check out or they will push back and push you away. So be conscious of giving enough to stay present, but not like overdoing it where you're trying to fix them. I recently encountered someone who has this amazing thing that they do, but oh my God, really like chasing me to like quote unquote fix my energy issues. And you know, everybody knows I've been very forthright about my adrenal issues and burnout. And I really appreciate when people share something and are really gracious. But when it's like texting me, messaging, I'm like, breaks. Like, why is this, you know, going on like that? So let it come together naturally. I've learned some amazing lessons about giving a relationship space. Sometimes the person has too much on their plate. Sometimes they've got their own issues going on. Sometimes they don't see it yet. But just stay present, but let go. And I have found that those relationships, when they come together naturally, are very powerful. I had somebody that I thought she was going to make the best girlfriend ever. And we met in another country at an event and had this great synergy, but she would never return my calls. And I'm like, all right, whatever. I let it go. We ran into each other about 3.5 years later and then became fast friends and never disconnected. And what I didn't know is she was going through a really rough time. She was, you know, kind of out of sorts. She was having a relationship challenge and just, she was buried. And so when you let the relationships come together when they're supposed to, they always have power. And on the same token, sometimes you have to let go of those relationships because you find they're not really the synergistic, powerful relationships you'd hope for. You know, people come out of the closet and show you their real selves and you're like, yeah, no, thank you. And that's okay too. There's so many amazing people on this planet. Commit to building influencers that really make you feel good about yourself, that energize you, inspire you, and there's love and real camaraderie. Don't tolerate poor behaving people just because they're popular or have a big list. It's just not worth it in the end. Those are my insights, and I would love to invite you to become a part of an influential community that I think, you know, it's growing and it's getting bigger, and there's so many amazing people in this group already. And that's on my Amplify Your Success community in Facebook. So the instructions are at the end. They'll tell you how to connect with us, or you can head over to the show notes at melaniebenson.com/blog. And exciting. We can all build this rising tide together. So come on over. Let's talk about some of the techniques and strategies you'll use. Or if you've got some other ideas, I love hearing them. And so does everyone else. All right. We'll see you again next week for another exciting episode of Amplify Your Success. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Amplify Your Success podcast with your host, Melanie Benson. Want to get connected to other thought leaders and visionaries transforming the world? Join the free Amplify Your Success community at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. And you can quickly find all the resources from today's episode on Melanie's blog at melaniebenson.com/blog. Just put today's episode number in the search bar. Now choose to get amplified today. See you next week.